Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 9th. Boeing CEO David Calhoun acknowledged the company's, quote, mistake in the wake of an Alaska Airlines incident at a staff-wide safety meeting today. That's according to a partial readout of the meeting shared with CNN. It's not clear what mistake Calhoun was referring to, but a company source told CNN that Boeing believes it was introduced in the plane's manufacturing supply chain. Part of a Boeing plane's wall on an Alaska Airlines flight Friday flew off, leaving a hole the size of a refrigerator on the side of the plane. No one was seriously injured, but it led to an emergency landing, and the FAA temporarily grounded most Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes. The National Transportation Safety Board says a preliminary report is expected in 3 to 4 weeks. A powerful storm system has killed at least 4 people in North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, according to authorities. Tornadoes threatened parts of the southeast from Florida to Virginia. Several major cities along the East Coast could see flooding. Strong winds brought widespread power outages across parts of the U.S. And according to FlightAware.com, the storm has led to more than 1,200 flight cancellations and more than 8,000 delays within, into, or out of the U.S. Up to a foot of snow is possible from the central U.S. to the northeast. Ecuador has been under a state of emergency since Monday, when a high-profile gang leader escaped from a prison in Guayaquil. Now, Ecuador's president has declared a, quote, internal armed conflict and ordered security forces to, quote, neutralize several criminal groups. Since Adolfo Macias escaped, the country has been rocked by explosions, police kidnappings, and prison disturbances. And today, hooded and armed men interrupted a state-owned TV network's live broadcast, also based in Guayaquil. Gunshots could be heard as the men forced staff onto the studio floor. Ecuador's police later said the 13 assailants had been arrested, and all staff and hostages were alive. France's president has appointed Gabriel Attal as the country's new prime minister, a historic first. Attal is France's first openly gay prime minister, and at 34, its youngest ever. Attal is a rising star in Macron's Renaissance Party. Previously, he served as Minister of Education and National Youth, starting in July. It hasn't been without controversy. During his brief tenure, he enacted a ban on certain Muslim religious garments in school. Duolingo is the latest company using AI. What that means for the company's workers, next.
This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
Hey, welcome back. The popular language learning app Duolingo is laying off about 10% of its contract workers as part of a move to rely even more on AI. CNN's Anna Sterla has more.
Duolingo said no full-time employees were affected by the layoffs, and not all of the layoffs were due to artificial intelligence. Duolingo says it will use AI more for tasks like creating sentences for courses and reviewing user error reports. The company says it still uses humans to check AI-completed work. The Pittsburgh-based company boasts more than 24 million daily active users and almost 6 million paid subscribers.
All right, well, that does it for us. Our next episode drops at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.